Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third weekend of April. This week, here in Ottawa, we had unusually warm weather, with temperature reaching 28 degrees Celsius. Due to the heat and the powerful sunlight, most of the snow that was remaining on the ground is gone now. Suddenly, people are going out in summer dresses, t-shirts, and shorts. But I have realized something. When coming out of a long, freezing winter, not only my body, but also my mind struggles to handle the reality. On the day when the temperature was 28 degrees outside, I could not dare to leave home without any jacket. In the pockets of my jacket were a pair of gloves, and my pants were still double layered, because that's what we do during the winter. As a result, after walking for about half an hour under the blazing sun, I was completely affected by the heat. Next week, though, it's supposed to go back to cold again, with snow. So I guess I should keep my winter habits for some more time. How are you experiencing the changing season at your place? Today, I am sharing with you a summer memory from my childhood. This one is from the time when I was about 9 years old. Every summer, there were mandatory swimming lessons at my school, and because I was not a quick learner in swimming, I used to struggle a lot. During the summer holidays, in order to practice, I sometimes went to the local public swimming pool nearby. My parents also accompanied me to help me with the practice, but there were no better swimmers than me. So the whole practice thing was more comical than effective. But I remember this memory very fondly. It's a peaceful, funny scene that I had with my parents on one sunny summer day. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Wondrous moment in the water. In this memory, I am 9 years old. In the summer, I go to the local public pool with my parents to practice swimming. At school, we have recently started learning the front crawl, and I need to practice it so that I can catch up with the rest of the class. I am not very good at swimming. Neither of my parents swims well. They can float and do some random stroke, but that's about it. They have never even tried the front crawl in their lives. When my mother was little, her school did not have a pool, so she did not have to take any swimming lessons. At my father's school, swimming lessons were not mandatory. I wish my school didn't have a pool either, I sigh as I dip my feet in the water. Then I wouldn't have to suffer like this. At school, I am one of the very few people who don't yet know how to swim. Most of my classmates go to a swimming school, and they already know how to swim not only the front crawl, but also the backstroke, the breaststroke, and even the butterfly. It feels so miserable to be struggling in the water while others swim effortlessly on the other side of the pool.
It is a beautiful day today. The sun is shining bright above us, and the water is not cold. When I immerse myself in the water, it feels wonderful. Around me, there are many families with children of my age or younger. Their cheerful voices make this place much different from the pressured atmosphere of my school's poolside. I start practicing the flutter kick in the children's pool. I travel from one side of the pool to the other, then back again. I seek some guidance from my parents, but they have little clue. My mother finds somebody who is swimming the front crawl and tells me to observe them. She says, maybe my legs should be more this way or that way, or my arms should be moving like this or that. Then I continue my practice diligently. My parents, who are usually quite serious about my education, are completely on a vacation mode today. I am the only one who is working hard. My father is swimming with a kickboard and a big smile on his face. My mother is swimming the breaststroke with her head over the water surface, laughing. They are being silly and having fun. What a different world they live in, I wonder to myself. I should also have some fun. I leave my parents behind in the children's pool and walk over to the adults' pool. The water is deeper here. I immerse myself in the water and float. As I hold my legs in my arms and stay still, I hear people's chattering voices in the distance. I hear the sound of water tapping against the wall. I see the sunlight reflecting on the blue floor and a few summer insects floating around me. Suddenly, a smile plays on my lips and turns into a grin. Floating in the water by myself, I feel like I have tapped into the biggest secret of the world. When I come out of the water, my parents call me. It's time to go home now.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.